KSA fines Techno Offshore 1.2 million euros for illegal operations. The Netherlands Gambling Authority, Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, has fined Techno Offshore 1.2 million euros for operating illegally in its jurisdiction. According to the KSA, Techno Offshore offered unauthorized gambling services via its NoLimitBet and Simple Casino websites in the Netherlands. This action contravenes the Dutch Betting and Gaming Act, which states that all gambling operators must obtain a license to offer services to Dutch players. KSA also noted that the websites featured prohibited games and allowed deposits via cryptocurrency. Options like autoplay and turboplay were also available on the sites, which the regulator determined could potentially lead to excessive gambling behavior. Based on the information on the sites, Techno Offshore is headquartered in Tortola, an island in the British Virgin Islands. The company holds a Kanawa K Gaming Commission license, which allows it to offer online gambling on its websites. However, this permit doesn't extend to the Netherlands, as the Kanawaek Gaming Commission's jurisdiction is limited to the Kanawaek Mohawk Territory in Quebec, Canada. Previous warning ignored. In 2024, KSA warned Techno Offshore to cease offering services to its residents or face penalties for non-compliance. However, the operator allegedly failed to comply with the regulator's directives and continued to allow Dutch customers to access its platforms. The KSA found that Techno Offshore didn't implement adequate measures on its websites to block Dutch players, leading to the new penalty. Quote, "Licensed providers in the Netherlands must comply with all kinds of rules to protect players from gambling addiction. With illegal providers, we often see that no account is taken of the prevention of risky gaming behavior, for example, by not using age verification, enabling payments with crypto, or a lack of gaming limits. We take tough action against these types of parties because they attract players to illegal offerings, and players are insufficiently protected there." Michel Groothuizen, KSA chairman.